Dr. David Pewter is a psychiatrist at Loma Linda University Health. He says fentanyl is an opiate like heroin.
So unlike heroin, fentanyl is a lot faster acting. So usually if you have a heroin overdose, it will take about 30 minutes to get to that sort of critical level, whereas fentanyl can take 2 minutes. The second reason it's probably killing more people is because it is vastly cheaper than heroin, and it is 100 times stronger than heroin. And so it's a whole lot harder to dose the correct amount, or an amount that would be a safe amount. And so often people don't know how much they're getting. And, you know, are you really going to trust a drug dealer to dose something where literally if you look at a penny, the words, you know, if the year on the penny, if you just cover that with a little bit of sand, that's the amount that you could overdose on fentanyl.
Pewter also says other drugs sold on the street are being laced with fentanyl.
Yeah, it's a whole lot cheaper to put something like fentanyl in these substances than the actual substance itself. So a lot of heroin nowadays actually is sold as black tar heroin, but it really has fentanyl. And, you know, there's been a lot of deaths of famous people with this substance as well. So it's a big issue. Like, just to give you an idea on how big it is, in 2012, there was only 1,600 deaths of fentanyl. And in 2016, there was 18,000 deaths of fentanyl in the U.S.
Pewter says he sees patients suffering from fentanyl addiction all the time.
I was just talking to a patient this week, and I was asking him, do people know that this is in other drugs, right? I'm trying to educate and to tell people, like, hey, be careful, right? And he says, actually, people, when they hear someone dies from a fentanyl overdose, there's a lot of people who will seek after the drug dealer to try to get some of that because it's going to be a killer high. He literally said it's going to be a killer high. So there's this demand from serious users of opiates to have something that feels like that first time that they were on heroin. And then you have the innocent people who are, you know, maybe just at a party, not thinking that they're using anything but what they thought maybe a couple years ago was just cocaine. And then all of a sudden it's laced with fentanyl and they're just not ready for it. And so they can die literally within minutes.
Pewter says the question of how to address fentanyl deaths is complicated.
I see it as a big problem, and I see it continuing to be an even bigger problem in the years to come because of how easily it's transported. You're not talking about, you know, one big shipment of this stuff. You're talking about potentially tens of thousands of little shipments being sent over through the mail system. And it's very, very difficult to detect it. There is a huge epidemic of opiates. You know, we've kind of had three waves, and fentanyl is the third wave. The first wave was prescription opiates that increased, and the second wave was heroin. The third wave is fentanyl, and we are going to have this issue. It's going to continue to be a big public health crisis. The amount of deaths by opiates has overtaken the amount of deaths by, you know, motor vehicle accidents just in the last couple of years. So, you know, I think that is a very complex question. How are we going to combat this?
Pewter says if you or your family member or friend is going through an addiction to fentanyl or other drugs, you should seek professional help.
I would say one of the best courses of action is to get professional help and to get into a detox and go through with like a day treatment program for a month or even 2 months. There are programs that are like live-in programs where you go there to live. They're mixed quality. And so you kind of have to do your research. You have to figure out what is the quality of this program, not just the marketing of the program.
You can hear more of Dr. Pewter's work on his podcast, the Psychiatry and Psychotherapy Podcast. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.